Welcome to Perb Take, a new podcast by The Perbalite. We will be discussing major events that have happened in the four core major sports leagues. I am Tyler Zeman, staff writer, joined with staff writer Austin Bechtold and special guest Chris Bobick.
Tyler will first start talking about the NBA.
So, since LeBron's absence after he left the game against the Warriors on Christmas Day, the Lakers are 3-7 without him last night, losing to the Cavaliers by 6 points. And they look ahead to the Bulls tomorrow. It'll be interesting because the Lakers have not been putting up points consistently, and their defense has been very shocking in this run without LeBron, as they've pretty much every team they've played, they have led over 100 points, except for the Mavericks, which was last Monday.
Now we'll go to Chris.
So, as for news in the NHL, the Tampa Bay Lightning continue their dominance in the Eastern Conference, with 72 total points throughout their first 56 games. It's an incredible total, and honestly, they're really getting production from guys like Braden Point and Steven Stamkos. Even with their top goalie Andre Vasilevsky injured, Luis Domingue has really stepped up to the plate and provided the team to steal some crucial wins in the Eastern Conference. It's really heating up in the Eastern Conference as the top three teams, the Lightning, Capitals, and Maple Leafs, all take a shot for the first spot come playoff time. However, the Lightning are starting to distance themselves from the Capitals and the Leafs. The Leafs are only a single point behind the Capitals right now with 58. Washington is 59. However, Toronto has really been underperforming thanks to the absence of Frederik Andersen, their top goaltender.
All right, now I will talk about what is going on in the MLB. It is currently the offseason, and free agents like Manny Machado and Bryce Harper have been gaining more interest from teams. The Philadelphia Phillies and Harper had a meeting that lasted about 5 hours where they basically got to get more familiar with each other, and they made progress towards potentially being able to come towards an agreement and for Harper to be able to join the Phillies. With Harper potentially joining the Phillies, it leaves the door open for Manny Machado to possibly sign with the White Sox. The White Sox have been, throughout the offseason, adding players that are relatives of Manny Machado, adding Yonder Alonso, and also his friends, adding one in John Jay. Throughout the whole offseason, it's been somewhat slow, but it could start to pick up as spring training is only about a month away. So now we will all collectively talk about the NFL and recap the divisional playoffs. First, we'll start out with the Patriots.
Well, the Patriots recently demolished the now Los Angeles Chargers. Kind of weird not to say San Diego. And honestly, it was surprising to see the Patriots come out to such a fast start. Looking at their last couple of weeks, they really struggled against Pittsburgh, and they had the miracle in Miami. Plus, they really didn't beat Buffalo as bad as I personally would have expected them as a Patriots fan. However, with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick at the helm, you never know what's going to happen. And now going into next week, they're going to have their best opponent of the year in Kansas City with Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Yeah, the thing that's been really hurting the Patriots that they did a really good job on their game against the Chargers, there has been constant pressure on Brady, potentially mostly up the middle, and the Patriots offensive line did a good job of limiting pressure on Brady, and the Chargers really never got home to hit Brady at all and cause any disruption with him. So now we'll move on to those Chiefs, where they defeated the Colts by a pretty large margin. And honestly, it was kind of surprising to see. You expected the Colts, who, you know, have a pretty good defense and a very well offensive attack led by Andrew Luck and an improved offensive line. So it was very surprising to see how the outcome of the game was so one-sided with Kansas City. And with Patrick Mahomes, he just continued his great run this season.
I mean, when you have a quarterback on fire like Patrick Mahomes, it's good. It's pretty hard to stop. And the Colts, they look like their beginning season selves out there. You know, they started out pretty sloppy, eventually picked it up, but it just wasn't enough. The Chiefs had them, had their number the whole game, and they walked away with a comfortable victory, putting themselves in the AFC Conference Championships.
Now we'll go to the LA Rams, where they defeated the Dallas Cowboys at home. The Rams were led by Jared Goff and Todd Gurley, and the Rams' running game was really what dominated time of possession, and the whole offensive ground game was just outstanding for the Rams, with C.J. Anderson running with Todd Gurley. Really gave him a good 1-2 punch and helped their defense, the short time that they were on the field, to be able to stop the Dallas run game and their whole offense as a whole.
Dallas continues their known appearance of choking when it comes to the playoffs. I mean, you maybe would have thought this year, being the underdogs going into L.A., maybe they would have picked it up a little bit more. However, Dak Prescott continues to underperform to how many say that he is an elite quarterback. Personally, myself, you know, he hasn't really picked it up in the big games. I mean, he's beaten Philly once this year and honestly came off of a fluke play. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see going forward with the Cowboys. I mean, this is the first year without Dez Bryant, and they to get as far as they did without a really big name receiver like that. Even with the addition of Amari Cooper, it's going to be interesting to see for them going forward, especially with Sean Lee contemplating retirement more.
You can't really blame it all on Dak Prescott, though. To be fair, Ezekiel Elliott had under 50 rushing yards, so you know you got to ask the question. Just where were they during the game? The scoreboard doesn't really reflect how dominant the Rams were, though. The Cowboys only did lose by 8, to be fair. So, I mean, you have to give it to them. The Cowboys did stick with them, even though the lack of offense they had.
All right, now we'll go to the final game of the weekend, where the New Orleans Saints defeated the Philadelphia Eagles. The magic of Nick Foles ended abruptly as the ball went through Alshon Jeffrey's hands to be picked off by Saints defender, and just like that, the Eagles' run is over.
It's pretty sad to see, honestly. I mean, even though he did beat New England in the Super Bowl last year, you know, I was really hoping that Foles would pull it out just for himself. He's a great competitor in person, and if that was his last pass as an Eagle, it's going to be rather disappointing. I really wish the best for good old Big Nick.
I mean, it's not that surprising, though. I feel like everybody should have seen the Saints coming. I mean, they're number one in the NFC, and they've really pulled it together all year and have completed this amazing run. But they still have to keep it going in the next week. But I don't think too many people should be surprised by this Eagles loss.
I give a lot of credit to Doug Peterson for keeping that locker room together, especially with all the injuries in the secondary and literally picking guys up off the street like Cravon LeBlanc, who really stepped it up. Big credit goes out to him and that coaching staff out in Philadelphia.
So next weekend is the NFC and the AFC Championship game, the early game where the LA Rams will travel to New Orleans to play the Saints, with the New England Patriots traveling to Kansas City to face the Chiefs.
All right, a very big thank you to special guest Chris Bobick, who helped lead our NHL recap and was a part of a very good discussion about the NFL divisional round of the playoffs. This has been another edition of Perb Take, and Chris Bobick, Austin Bechtold, and Tyler Zeman signing off.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.